Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Beis, the beginning of the sixth parak El Ne'amarin. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the seventh parak begins by listing seven statements that one may say in any language which he understands, including the parsha of Sota in the Torah, and eight statements which must be made in the original Lashon HaKodesh text, including the brachas and klalos, which were declared and accepted when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah describes the procedure of the brachas and the klalos. After the Mishnah identifies its location, which is a point of dispute discussed on Daf Lamed Gimel, it states, Shisha Shvatim Alu Harosh Har Grizim, six tribes ascended to the peak of Har Grizim, Shisha Shvatim Alu Harosh Har Eval, and six tribes ascend to the peak of Har Eval. And the Kohanim Levim and the Aron stood in the center, with the Kohanim surrounding the Aron and the Levim surrounding the Kohanim. The Kohanim and Levim then turned towards Har Grizim and declared the first bracha, and everyone on both mountains responded, Amen. They then turned towards Har Ebal and declared the first klala, and everyone on both mountains responded, Amen, and so on until the end. They then took the stones out of the yard and built a mizbech, coated it with plaster, and wrote the Torah on it in 70 languages. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, Adam Omer Shivcha B'Kol Namuch, a person should say his praise in a low voice, Gunusa B'Kol Ram, and his disgrace in a loud voice. Shivcha B'Kol Namuch means Vidu HaMeiser. His praise in a low voice can be derived from the Meiser confession, where the reciter declares as having performed the mitzvahs properly, and the Torah does not use the word Ana, speak up. Gunusa B'Kol Ram in Mikra Bikurim, his disgrace in a loud voice can be derived from the Bikurim recitation, which includes the wickedness of our ancestors Olavan, about which the Torah says, Va'nisa Ba'amarta, you should speak up and say. The one that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself said one should not declare shortcoming in a loud voice. Mifnei ma tiknu tefil b'lachish, why do they institute prayer to be recited quietly? Kadesh l'avayish as ovrei avera, in order not to shame sinners who confess during their prayer. Therefore, the Gemara amends the statement to read Sa'aro, his trouble, as the Brisa teaches about a Matzorah and elsewhere. Anyone to whom a misfortune occurred must inform the public, and the public will beseech heaven for mercy for him. And pointing with the Mishnah taught that Shema may be said in any language. A Brisa records a machlokas on the subject. Rebbe says, Kriya Shema k'ksavva, the recital of Shema must be done as it's written in the Torah, in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim say, b'kol lashon, any language he understands. Rabbi Darshan's vahiyu, and they shall be to teach, b'havyasin yu, they shall always be the way they are, in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim say that the word shema here implies, b'kol lashon she'ata shomei, in any language you understand. The Chachamim Darshan Rabbi's pasuk vahiyu to teach, shol yikra'enu l'mafreya, that he cannot read it backwards, which Rabbi Darshan's from elsewhere. Rabbi darshan's the Chachamim's pasuk of Shema to teach, Lashmi l'aznecha mashata motz meficha, to make heard to your ears that which you express with your mouth, meaning it must be audible. The Chachamim hold like the opinion that one is yotze without saying it audibly. So once again, the three points are, number one, the seventh parak begins by listing seven statements that one may say in any language, which he understands, including the parsha of Sota and the Torah, and eight statements which must be made in the original Lashon HaKodesh text, including the brachas and klalos, which were declared and accepted when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah describes the procedure of the brachos and the klalos. After the Mishnah identifies its location, which is a point of dispute discussed on Daf Lamed Gimel, it states, Shisha Shvatim Alu Harosh Har Grizim, six tribes ascended to the peak of Har Grizim, Shisha Shvatim Alu Harosh Har Eval, and six tribes ascend to the peak of Har Eval. Kohanim Levim Aron Omdim Lamat Be'emsa, and the Kohanim Levim and the Aron stood in the center, with the Kohanim surrounding the Aron and the Levim surrounding the Kohanim. The Kohanim and Levim then turned towards Har Grizim and declared the first bracha, and everyone on both mountains responded, Amen. They then turned towards Har Ebal and declared the first klala, and everyone on both mountains responded, Amen, and so on until the end. They then took the stones out of the yard and built a mizbech, coated it with plaster, and wrote the Torah on it in 70 languages. Pointing to Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, Adam Omer Shivcha B'Kol Namuch, a person should say his praise in a low voice, Gunusa B'Kol Ram, and his disgrace in a loud voice. Shivcha B'Kol Namuch means Vidu HaMeiser. His praise in a low voice can be derived from the Meiser confession, where the reciter declares as having performed the mitzvahs properly, and the Torah does not use the word Ana, speak up. Gunusa B'Kol Ram in Mikra Bikurim. His disgrace in a loud voice can be derived from the Bikurim recitation, which includes the wickedness of our ancestors Olavan, about which the Torah says, Va'nisa Ba'amarta, you should speak up and say. The one that said Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself said one should not declare shortcoming in a loud voice. Mifnei ma tiknu tefil b'lachish, why do they institute prayer to be recited quietly? Kadesh l'avayish as ovrei avera, in order not to shame sinners who confess during their prayer. Therefore, the Gemara amends the statement to read Sa'aro, his trouble, as the Brisa teaches about a Matzorah and elsewhere. Anyone to whom a misfortune occurred must inform the public, but Rabbi Mevakshim Olav Rachamim, and the public will beseech heaven for mercy for him. And pointing with the Mishnah taught that Shema may be said in any language. Our Braisa records a machlokas on the subject. Rebbe says, Kriya Shema Kiksava, the recital of Shema must be done as it's written in the Torah, in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim say, B'chol Lashon, any language he understands. Rebbe darshan's Vahiyu, and they shall be to teach, B'hav Yasin Yu, they shall always be the way they are, in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim say that the word Shema here implies, B'chol Lashon She'ata Shomei, in any language you understand. The Chachamim darshan Rebbe's pasuk by you to teach, shelo yikra'enu lemafreya, that he cannot read it backwards, which Rebbe darshan's from elsewhere. Rebbe darshan's the Chachamim's pasuk of Shema to teach, lashmi la'aznacha masha talmotz meficha, to make heard to your ears that which you express with your mouth, meaning it must be audible. The Chachamim hold like the opinion that one is yotze without saying it audibly. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed beis, and our standard siman is a lab. A lab. So here goes. The two red labs set up on top of two mountains facing each other tried to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, and picked up instead that he was reciting the Shema in Swahili, a language he could understand. Once again, it's Lomotion. The two red labs, that must be learned off Lama Bays. The two red labs set up on two mountains facing each other, which reminds us, the more brings a description of the brachas and klalos on Har Grizim and Har Ebal. So, the two red labs set up on the top of two mountains facing each other try to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Adam omer shivcha b'kol namuch, a person should say his praise in a low voice, ugnusa b'kol ram, and his disgrace in a loud voice. The Gemara amends the statement to read that one should say his troubles in a loud voice, so the public will beseech Shemayim for mercy for him. So, the two red labs set up on top of two mountains facing each other tried to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, and picked up instead that he was reciting the Shema in Swahili, a language he could understand. Which reminds us, we have Malchokas Rebbe and the Chachamim whether Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or can be said in any language. So once again, the two red labs set up on top of two mountains facing each other tried to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, and picked up instead that he was reciting the Shema in Swahili, a language he could understand. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Hazara. Dav Chav Ches. So the Siman Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. Koach. So here goes. When the strong man adulterer, strong man, that must be Dav Chav Ches. Koach. When the strong man adulterer working at the gym began to swell and then exploded, which reminds us we have a Malkos from Akivan Rebbe about the source that the Sota waters also test the adulterer. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion, which reminds us that the source that a Sota is forbidden to her husband out of doubt comes from phrases in the Pasuk, Vihi nitma, Vihi lo nitma, and she had become defiled and she had not become defiled, which have opposite implications. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion. And found a dead sheres with a picture of a sota wife inside of a shuzi yachid in its mouth. Which reminds us the laws of suffix tumor are derived from a sota, one of the principles being mas sota v'shuzi yachid, just as a sota is prohibited only if she's secluded in a shuzi yachid, av sheretz v'shuzi yachid, so too the law of doubtful tumor from sheretz is only in a shuzi yachid. Dav chav tes, so the simmer dav chav tes is a cot. So here goes. The sota became usher on the truma that was placed on the cot. Cot? That must be more dav. Chav Tes. The Sota became usher on the Truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shmuel can assume that the third Nitma in the Pasuk includes Truma, allowing him to derive Kahuna from a Kal V'chomer, when perhaps the third Nitma comes to include only Kahuna itself, and Truma would be permitted to a suspected Sota. It answers, Mistabra Duma de Baal u Boel. It's reasonable that the third Nitma'ah is similar to the first two, those of the husband and the adulterer. Ma Baal u Boel Machayim af Truma Nami Machayim, just as the defilements of the husband and adulterer are relevant even during the husband's lifetime, so too defilement for Truma is relevant during his lifetime, Lafuki Kahuna de la Chemisa, as opposed to Kahuna, which is only relevant after the husband's death. While he's alive, she's either married to him or a divorcee, and forbidden to Kahuna regardless. So the Sota became Asur on the Truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel. Got upset when she heard the Kikar Sheni touched the Truma, making it a Shlishi, which reminds us Gemara discusses the source for Shlishi by Truma. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel. Got upset when she heard that the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi. So she quickly ran to save the kodesh meat and prevented it from becoming a revi, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi teaches that kodesh, meat of kachin, can become a revi based on a kal vachomer from Mechusa Kippurim. If even a Mechusa Kippurim, shemutta b'truma possible kodesh, who is permitted to eat truma, yet is unfit to eat kodesh, shlishi shepossible truma eno dinhu, sheyasev revi b'kodesh, then a shlishi, which is unfit to be eaten regarding truma, is it not logical that it should make a revi of kodesh? The Gemara presents a possible rebuttal. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a melamed, a rebbe, so here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matamei the tahor dough, which reminds us, Rav lists 5 Tanaim who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chun. Among them is Rabbi Yezu, who explained in a mishnah how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matamei the tahor dough. So the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matamei the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, which reminds us, a Bryce records machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the shir by the Yom Suf. Was it performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation, or like a minor leading challah for a congregation, or like a chazan leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue? So the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matamei the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps started to sing too, which reminds us, even the infants on their parents' knees or suckling sang shir at the yom, and Rabbi Meir says even the fetuses in the womb recited the shir. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Gadol Osim Ahava Yosim Mina Osim Yira. Greater is the one who acts out of love of Hashem, the one who acts out of fear of Hashem. Shezet Talil Elof Dor, Vezet Talil Elpaim Dor. For the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of the one who acts out of love lasts for 2,000 generations. So the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, which reminds us. The first mission in the 6th parak teaches that although there's some machlokas regarding how many edim are required to establish seclusion, tuma is different. Amar eid echad ani reisia shenitmes. If one eid said, I saw her become defiled, laisa shoisa, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. So the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said, she was not, which reminds us. The Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning remains a suffix. The Gemara asks, having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations, how can a single aid contradict that testimony? But ulatat kol makom shehamina Torah eid echad. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, hari kan shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aiding that are normally required. Ve'ein devarav shel echad b'makom shnayim. Therefore, the words of this one aid are not considered next to those of the two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Rabbi Chiya explained, Kam b'pas achas, the Mishnah is a case where the Eidim testified at the same time before the first one's Eidus was accepted. And Kam b'zeh achazeh. But Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other, so the first witness's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two Eidim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf of Malchus, whether it's better to marry if one has no choice, a duma, a woman of ill repute, or her daughter, that's on daf? Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf that the infants recited the Shira at Yom Suf as well? That's on Dav. Lamed. Good. Number 3. Which daf how the brachas and klaus were recited on Har Grizim and Har Ebal? That's on Dav. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf the one witness is believed to say that the woman is defiled so that she doesn't drink and she loses her ksuba? That's on Dav. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which stuff when a person should say his praises in a low voice and his troubles in a loud voice? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff when about taking challah from a tahor dough on a tamei dough? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good number seven. Which stuff do you learn that the laws of Suffolk Tuma are derived from a sota? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good number eight. Which daf do you learn the Chomim whether Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or it can be said in any language? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good number nine. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one eight says the woman is defiled and another says she is not? That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that it's greater to serve Hashem out of love than out of fear? That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Yehoram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.